group of students at CU Boulder has been working with the City of Longmont in coming up with ideas for redesigning the downtown area. It's through the Community Engagement Design and Research Centre, or CEDR, and Colorado Metro Lab. I spoke with Scott Van Genderen, who's a lecturer in environmental design at CU Boulder.
The environmental design program has a long time program called CEDR, Community Engagement in Design and Research. And this program has always worked with communities throughout the state of Colorado, particularly downtown regions. And recently, we entered into a several-year contract with Longmont to help them and to look at some design issues. In this particular case, we are working with the Downtown Longmont Redevelopment Agency. And we hope to work with them for the next couple of years. This was our first year.
Well, Longmont is undergoing massive changes, and particularly in the downtown area. We have the elimination of the turkey processing plant. There is redevelopment happening there. But you also have a train that goes right through Main Street as well, and an old town that has a lot of older buildings, and with that, older roads in terms of traffic flow. So it seems that there are quite a few challenges or issues maybe to deal with. I mean, give us a sense of this downtown area and what they're looking to do, and maybe how you're getting involved.
As you're well aware, I think the biggest challenge is 287 itself, i.e. Main Street. The Main Street of Northern Colorado runs all the way up, of course, from Denver up through Lafayette and Longmont, Berthoud, Loveland, Fort Collins. So it's a great connector, and it brings a lot of people to downtown. But by the same token, it divides downtown into two parts. I think there's 30,000 vehicle trips per day. So it's a mixed blessing or curse, as you will. Downtown Longmont has many wonderful open spaces. The breezeways, if you're familiar with those, that lead back to the parking lots. And then there's a couple of plazas. So there's great bones for downtown to work with. I think the other big challenge is the nature of retail is changing in downtown. We're seeing much more of a nightlife, and perhaps the smaller retail stores like book and guitar shops may or may not, I'm not sure of how well they're doing, but we certainly know that the nightlife is booming. I know the Roost restaurant is currently undergoing an expansion.
There are quite a few restaurants in downtown Longmont in that Main Street strip that we're talking about. And you mentioned there the fact that you have this main highway, US 287, that mm-hmm. essentially is Main Street.
Yes.
But it's also this big highway.
Yeah.
And then that then creates challenges, I think, for having a walkable downtown area. I mean, if you look at, say, Boulder, right, we have the Pearl Street Mall, which was able to be pedestrianized. It seems it's less opportunity to do that in Longmont just because of the nature of the traffic and the highway.
That's right. As with all planning in America, you want to create wonderful pedestrian walkable spaces, but you have to accommodate the car. You do not have customers in this part of the world without them driving to come to see you. So it's always a challenge. It is probably the primary challenge that planners face, architects face, in creating nice, walkable spaces.
Well, to that end, we've identified some of the challenges, but I know that the students that are working with you at the University of Colorado have been trying to come up with some type of solutions. Give us a sense of what the students have identified.
They are trying to enliven those spaces. Let's face it, Longmont, Boulder, any of our communities up here are fairly low density. We do not have, we call it downtown Longmont, but it's far different than, say, downtown Denver, where you have tall buildings with many people coming out for lunch and in the evenings. So there's not a lot of opportunity to take advantage of these spaces people come to downtown Longmont to do something. They don't come to hang out in these spaces. However, our students tried to come up with ideas to make them more attractive and interesting, particularly for those populations who do have some free time to spend, i.e., let's say children, who are an underserved population in downtown Longmont.
That's interesting. We often don't think of children as a population, as a group to be considered. I think when we're talking about urban planning, I think we tend to focus on the businesses or the consumers. But children, of course, have the adults who also are the consumers and a different community as well. So how could you enhance a space in downtown Longmont to attract children?
There were several ideas towards that end. One was a community garden that was focused on children. Of course, that would require an intensive programmatic element. In other words, we need volunteers to make that happen.
That needs to be maintained, right? You don't just build it.
Right. And you need to have classes to show the children and kids how to garden. Another was some climbing areas along the breezeways where they could clamber about, and also places to sit for the parents.
That's Scott Van Genderen, who's a lecturer in environmental design at CU Boulder, and he's been working with the City of Longmont and a group of students through CU's Community Engagement Design and Research Centre, or CEDAR.